everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. I'm Joey Snow.
I'm Rick Klass. We are close.
We are about three weeks away.
3 weeks away. I'm glad we got all of our travel squared away.
Yes.
We got all of our hotels reserved. We got our plane tickets reserved. I know I'm going to be there.
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm there.
It's going to be fun. What are you calling this episode this time?
So last week when you weren't here, we chatted with Olaf about the Yammer integration and some of the cool stuff in the MyIgnite tool. I also committed to everybody out there that this show we're going to do something about what's new and what's different.
Okay.
So talking about Microsoft Ignite being a new event, this is, I mean, yes, you'll see some things that are a little familiar from previous events if you've attended, say, the Exchange Conference or TechEd in the past, MMS, the SharePoint Conference. You'll see some similar things, but we've also got some new things in store for everybody who is joining us in Chicago May 4th through the 8th.
So if you are looking through the list of things chronologically, I think the very first thing that kind of hits is the concept of the pre-day. And we talk about this, you know, on a number of different shows leading up to this. If you haven't as of yet registered, and you have the opportunity to, the pre-day sessions are available on the Sunday.
Yes, absolutely. So you can go ahead and even if you've already registered, which by now you should already be registered because we have sold out. But if you've already registered, go back into the registration tool and go ahead and add one of those pre-day sessions. Highly encourage it. It happens on Sunday, May the 3rd. You're going to get an entire day of a super duper deep dive on a given technology, on a given solution.
We've already covered the whole concept of doing the pre-registration pickup and that sort of stuff and some cool new things that are available there with certain registration availability at both the airports on the Saturday and the Sunday, on Terminals 1 and 3, and also in certain hotels as well. Go check back on an earlier show for that information there.
Yeah, the remote badge pickup, highly recommend that you take advantage of that. Those of you flying into the O'Hare Airport, unfortunately not available at Midway, but at O'Hare, Terminals 1 and 3 in the baggage area, as I mentioned last week, and also several hotels. We'll link to that post below.
You got it.
So it's a great thing to do. Get everything squared away before you head to the conference center on Sunday.
Right.
And then last week I mentioned this because a couple weeks ago you said, well, there's really not much to do on Sunday if you're not attending a pre-day. We have to change that.
Okay. are we sharing this now?
I shared it last week, actually. Well. So what we are going to do, if you are new to attending a big conference like Microsoft Ignite, we're going to give you kind of a college orientation. We call it Ignite 101.
That works.
So the two of us are going to be actually on stage, and we're going to be going through a number of different things. We're going to talk about the event itself, some of the logistical things, maps. We'll talk about certification. And more importantly, we're going to talk about the networking aspect. So if you're there, we're going to be doing Ignite 101 Sunday, 9 a.m. and then also 1 p.m. And that's at the McCormick Place.
Did you authorize the 9 a.m. start time with me before you booked that?
Actually, you agreed that you were bringing coffee.
Okay. I forgot, apparently. No, those are actually quite fun. They're generally well attended whenever we've done them before.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Even if you've been to conferences before, they're also still quite fun to come and also share your thoughts as well during those particular ones and helping people out.
One of the things that I was asked on the social media after we started talking about Ignite 101 is the people that are in pre-day sessions and they may not be able to make it to the live 101 sessions. So what I pitched was the idea of perhaps doing one maybe recorded before we go that folks can download and watch on the airplane.
I like that idea.
So stay tuned right here to the Microsoft Ignite Countdown, and we'll be bringing you the news of that. We'll do a special episode.
Special edition.
Yes, exactly. A special.
Maybe we'll even do it someplace different besides the studio or something.
We'll have to see.
We'll get creative. We'll get creative.
Another thing that's kind of new and different this year. Now, we have always traditionally had transportation, so shuttles from certain select, I believe there are 12 official hotels that have transportation, though other hotels are relatively close, so you can just jump on the shuttle going from your hotel to McCormick Place and then from McCormick Place back to your hotel. In each city that we go to, things are a little bit different in terms of how we run the shuttle system to kind of reduce the impact on the city itself. Also, if the city's a great walking city. These are all things that we take into account. And this year, we've got shuttle hours. And those are actually on the Microsoft Ignite website. And I'm going to go ahead and bring up the information now. So I want to go through these here because it's been a big question, both on the Yammer network, which if you are attending the event, you should join the Yammer network. We've also gotten it through Twitter, Facebook, as well as the Microsoft Ignite forums right here on Channel 9. So let's talk about this. Sunday morning, Shuttles are going to run from 7:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. to get folks that are registered for the pre-day.
Good.
As well as for those of you who might be attending the 9 a.m. 101 session. Mm-hmm. And then we will be running them again after the pre-day sessions are run. Mm-hmm. So they will be running. Check the agenda site. I think the time that I actually have here in the email is a little bit wrong because it says starting at 8 p.m. But Monday, 6:30 a.m.
Right. Now, you would have already picked up your badge, picked up your materials, get that out of the way before the Monday arrives. Mm-hmm. So that way you can just come off of those buses and go directly into the keynote sessions.
Okay, so I have it here. 2:30 to 5:30.
That's for the Sunday?
For Sunday, yes. Okay. So when the pre-day sessions end, you can get to your hotels. Monday, so 6:30 a.m. till 10:30 a.m., the shuttles run from your hotels to McCormick Place. And then in the evening, because we do happen to have the welcome reception, mm-hmm. Where we can all get together, meet and greet, and go chat with some of our favorite vendors. After the welcome reception, the shuttles are going to be running from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. 6:30 to 8:30. Yes, got it here.
Yep.
So shuttles from McCormick Place to all of the hotels. Tuesday, we start at 7 a.m. and go till 10:30 a.m. And then shuttles again run after at 3:45 till 6:45. So shuttles will be running on Wednesday then. Now Thursday, shuttles begin 7 a.m. sharp. And what you'll notice here on the website is that we don't happen to have shuttles listed currently, but there might be something happening Thursday evening. We'll have to wait and see.
Hmm.
And then finally, Friday, continuous shuttle service from McCormick Place, 7:30 a.m. all the way till 2 p.m. So continuous shuttle service on Friday, the final day of the event. There will be baggage storage, so you can store your bags and your luggage on site at McCormick Place. However, we do highly recommend if you've got valuable things, you can keep those in your hotel if possible. So you've got a couple options. You can leave your bags in your hotel, checked with the bellman, or of course you can bring them to McCormick and leave right to the airport from McCormick. There will not be shuttles to and from the airport. If you're looking at how do I get to and from the airport, particularly O'Hare Airport. Now, Chicago is notorious. It's a big city, and traffic leading to and from O'Hare can, I'll be honest, it can get a little hairy at times. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend you take the train. Right, you'll take the blue line goes to and from O'Hare Airport, gets you there, I want to say 15, 20 minutes into the central area.
Not bad.
So you'll want to do that. You can actually get a 7-day pass. I believe it's $23. There's an additional surcharge going from O'Hare, or maybe it's to O'Hare. It's only a couple of bucks. So think, you know, $25, $27-ish is going to get you all squared away.
And that's going to be faster and cheaper than an Uber ride or a taxi ride.
Right. And those are always available, right? As well as shuttles, you know, your standard airport shuttle service. Now, we are not actually running the shuttles all day long. And we've done this at several events. Mm-hmm. So if I have the need to get back to my hotel, maybe I've got to take care of an emergency phone call. Maybe I just need to rest my feet. However, that is, we have some other suggestions. Chicago, being a great big major city, has amazing public transit. And you've got a couple of options for folks to look at in terms of getting to and from McCormick Place.
And so McCormick Place is obviously where we're going to be going. And so when I did a little bit of research for the show, I said, well, why don't we just show them the subway map? I mean, the L line?
Yeah, the train. I don't believe it's a subway.
So it's train/subway. It depends where it is. But basically, the Chicago Transit Authority has a very good site. Both of them have a site that is interactive or simply a downloadable PDF. And I'm sure that they probably have apps for the most major platforms as well to be able to go off and take a look at this.
Big thing on that right-hand side, that plan a trip, where you can start with your location and you can put your destination location in.
And so
it'll get you step-by-step buses, trains, whatever you need.
So what I did is I actually went ahead and downloaded a couple of maps to be able to take a look at. This
excellent.
Is actually one they have on that main site under maps, which is known as the tourist attraction map for downtown. Again, to be able to go off and show a bunch of different options for things you can do while you're down there and get a view of the land. If I scroll over here, you can see that this is what they call the loop in the middle.
Yes.
We're just off of the loop. Now, according to this particular plan, you don't actually see it, but you will be taking the green line to get there.
Yep.
So I've actually brought up the other map, which does show you in better detail the size and the scope. There's the scale of the loop in this middle there.
Right.
If I zoom in on this guy here, you'll see that there is the loop that is the big center transfer area for all the different lines.
Yep.
And then this is a brand new stop that is called Cermak McCormick Place.
Yes.
On the Green Line is the fastest way to get there. It's less than just around a 2-block walk from that particular subway stop to get down there.
Yep. There's also bus transportation that you can leverage in that same pass that you purchased for the $20-some. Going to get you bus transit. You can take a look at that. Use the route planner to get there. And of course, as you mentioned earlier, we've got the taxi cab solution. You've got Uber out there and other methods of transportation. So lots of ways to kind of get around the city. We're just looking to how do we reduce the biggest impact, both not only from a green and carbon footprint thing, but also on the city as a whole. So
are we using the special hidden tunnels to be able to get for the buses from the different hotels?
See, this I don't know. So
you'll find out when you get there.
All right. That kind of should cover off transportation. The agenda on the website is up to date. Stay tuned for more information as we move through the event and any changes there. Website's the best place to go. Or, of course, get to that Yammer network. Let's start having those conversations. I've spent a ton of time there over the last week or so since it's been live, almost 2 weeks now, and answering a ton of questions there. Now let's talk something else that's new. And this is super exciting for me because networking is one of the biggest parts of a large scale event for me. It's one of the things that is really the value of the conference. The technical sessions and those deep dives, super important, super critical, but the next best thing that I can get, something that I can't get sitting at home at my desk, are these networking opportunities. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic to network and to have these great, conversations while you're actually at the event. But the event ends, right around 6 p.m. almost every evening, 7 p.m. So how do I network afterwards? There's a ton of people that are going to be in the city. How do we bring them all together? And we've introduced a new concept this year, which is called After Hours.
Now, this is actually very, very cool. I believe they went ahead and posted some details with regards to all the different locations in the MyIgnite Yammer group that you can, obviously, once you've been registered, you can authenticate to get into and get all these different details. What was the group name they put this in? The events group or the
you can find
the networking group basically.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have the link in here to make sure you guys can actually get to it. But it's a nice little one page that tells you about all these different offers at a dozen or so different hotels and restaurants around, actually hotels, that basically are offering kind of gathering places in their lobbies, in the restaurants, in their bars, whatever happens to be, that has the ability to encourage people to just loosely congregate together.
Yes, absolutely. So there, as you mentioned, Rick, there's about a dozen or just less than a dozen hotels. They are going to have particular specials, and not every hotel that's in the list is available every night.
Right.
We're doing this to encourage folks to kind of go visit and to roam around to different things. But they've got various drink specials, they've got various food specials, special drinks made just for us, for you, the Microsoft attendees. So take advantage of this opportunity. I know you and I will spend most of our evenings out and about at these various events.
We're going to be bouncing around the different ones. And there's also, in case you haven't already figured this out as well, that besides attendees, there's also going to be a lot of speakers that are going to be at this particular event from around the world, MVPs, RDs, and also Microsoft engineers and partners, that sort of stuff as well. They'll end up also frequenting these types of after hours too. And if maybe the SharePoint folks happen to be mostly at this one hotel, then it's probably a good idea that maybe they're going to be down inside that hotel lobby sometime after 8 o'clock or so to be able to catch a quick drink and a conversation.
The one thing I love about this is that you're really going to get an opportunity to see a lot of these really great hotels and these really amazing venues. There are some amazing chefs, some amazing bartenders at these locations that have come up with some special things just for us as Microsoft Ignite takes over those hotels. And so not only can you get your geek on, but you can also go and experience some of these things and some of these pieces and tastes of the city. So I encourage everybody to take a part of After Hours. Runs from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. on every night during the event.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't think they do Thursday.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Thursday. And Friday, mostly everybody's gone, but you might still find us someplace if you're looking.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be around somewhere. Yeah. So you can really geek out and also experience the great tastes of Chicago. Speaking of tastes.
Wow, this is generally a very hot topic that comes up an awful lot. How the heck do you feed
tens of thousands of people
at the same time across that sort of stuff? And it can definitely pose some logistical challenges. You know, we've managed to, for the very first time, because it's a new event, new concept.
New event, new things.
We're actually able to share some information about the menus and the food.
Yes, absolutely. I'm super excited to be able to bring this to you. So we're going to give people some variety here.
Mm-hmm.
And by this, I mean that some days you're going to have a hot breakfast. Some days you're going to have a hot lunch. And we're going to kind of alternate that hot breakfast, hot lunch kind of concept moving through. There's always some hot alternatives that are available. But what I want to do is kind of go through. Let's start with Sunday.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of you are attending pre-days. And of course, if not, we told you how to register for those earlier. But Sunday morning is a continental breakfast, right? So think, you know, kind of assorted breads, muffins, fruits, those kinds of things,
juices, coffees,
teas.
The essentials.
Yes, et cetera. But then we're going to have a hot lunch buffet. Right? So you're going to have some salad. It looks like there's going to be a seafood option. Looks like some chicken here, some dessert, some cupcakes,
nice.
Right? You can never go wrong with those. And of course, you know, your assorted beverages and so on and so forth. So those of you attending pre-days, we've got you covered there. So think if you're Sunday, you really need a big hearty breakfast before you attend, something to be aware of. We just have the continental option, but you'll have a nice lunch. On Monday, we're kicking off the event right.
How's that?
Bacon. You can really not go wrong with starting off the event with a hot breakfast that includes bacon.
I think they plan this to make sure that we have a very joyous and people that are full of applause for when it comes time for the keynotes.
Yes, absolutely. Now you've got your assorted muffins and you know, various bread items and so on and so forth. But as I mentioned, applewood smoked bacon, there's some scrambled eggs, some potatoes. You've got everything you need, and of course, all of your juices and so on and so forth. But one of the things that we've got kind of a challenge about is that lunch break happens immediately following the day one keynote, the morning keynote. That means that thousands of you all at one time are going to descend on our lunch area. So what we've done this year is we've got something fun about this. Now I've got, this is going to be, yes, I know, there's a lot of folks that are going a boxed lunch, but wait, these boxed lunches here. First of all, these have been tried and tested by IT guys.
Yes.
We actually had several of our own IT guys to Chicago.
They run the IT for the event.
Yes.
And they've sampled one of these, what they call them, big boxes, or what they call
them?
Yes. From the convention center. And they do come IT approved.
Yes, IT approved. Plenty of food. So you're not going to be starving at the end of these. But what's important to note?
Do not throw out... Make sure you look inside the box lunch, because besides being a napkin with possible things inside of it, you never know. No. Nothing in this one. But it could be a golden ticket.
Several of these lunches, inside of your silverware container, there will be a golden ticket that has some amazing prizes.
Yes, we can't confirm what they are as of yet.
No.
Let's just say that they sound really neat.
Absolutely. So, remember... Don't throw your silverware away from your big box lunch on Monday. And as I mentioned before, don't be turned off by this lunch, man. I've heard nothing but raving things. And when IT guys take food seriously, particularly these IT guys, I know them and have known them for years, they're all about this. But the golden ticket, I cannot wait.
Yep.
To hear about the folks that have managed to walk away with one of these golden tickets. Apparently, I have not.
I didn't get one either. I'm sure that they'll actually have an actual thing in there that has a disclaimer and also the reading of the legalese and the privacy notices and everything else. So maybe the napkin might be larger with print on it as well to explain everything. But the full details will be inside there. And of course, you understand that we're not eligible for the...
We're not?
No. If we find it, we have to just randomly throw it in the crowd and see what happens.
Are we going to actually be able to eat on Monday? That's the question.
That will be a bigger question for sure.
All right.
So those will be happening at different... take care of that. Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to talk about the rest of the menu. On Tuesday... So that does it on Monday. So we've got the lunch on Monday, the hot breakfast, and then, of course, this... We got to get people fed. We got to get them moved through. Yeah. We've looked at this logistically. This is the best way to get it done.
Because you've got sessions come up right after that.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So you definitely want to grab and go, or grab and eat and go.
Yep.
Because there's stuff that you want to go off and see afterwards.
Now Tuesday, as I mentioned, we're kind of flip flop. We're going to go to, because we did the boxed lunch on Monday.
Yep.
We're going to have a hot lunch on Tuesday. So breakfast is a continental breakfast, but there is a hot element.
Oh, okay.
So you know, think your Continental. No, there's it looks like breakfast burritos.
Oh, okay. Well, you know that
so
works.
So you can have some sausage.
Yeah, yeah, that works.
You can have some sausage. But there is a hot lunch buffet on, let's see, we're talking here on Tuesday.
Yep.
This looks really good. Some enchiladas. Mm-hmm. It looks like some chips and salsa. So it looks like a Mexican-themed lunch. So that sounds fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Coming back Wednesday...
You've got the full menu?
I have the whole thing here. I can actually go through every single detail.
Are we going to give them all? Like, you
need to yes, because this is new and different. We should let them know what they have options available for them. Wednesday, we're going back to hot breakfast. And guess what's back again?
Bacon.
Absolutely.
Right on.
So you'll get your eggs, your bacon, your potatoes, everything that you need to sustain yourself. Any day that starts with bacon is a good day for me.
I'm wondering, are you able to get bacon to go? Could you like take some in a napkin and bring it with you?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
You never know.
Then we'll flip over to a cold lunch buffet. And so, you know, think of these as kind of, you've got some cold alternatives. It looks like we've got some herb rub flank steak. Looks like there's a chicken option. There's obviously vegetarian options as well. Potato salad. Mm-hmm. Which has bacon in it. So, I mean, you win all day on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Thursday, following the theme, we're going to go back to a continental breakfast. Now, Thursday being a big day, a lot of sessions, a lot of things going on. So you'll have that continental breakfast and then the hot lunch buffet. Mm-hmm. But again, bunch of salads. It looks like there's some antipasta. It looks like there's some beef options. How do you say this word? Bourguignon.
Bourguignon.
There you go. All right.
That's like a stew-ish.
Yes.
You know, that you have on top of some rice or
some potatoes. Some garlic roasted chicken breast,
it looks nice.
And, polenta cakes. I like my potato cakes.
Nice.
And then Friday, of course, Friday being the final day, we'll start it off with this continental breakfast. And then I love this concept. It's a bag your own lunch. We've done this at previous events.
Oh, yeah.
Where you kind of go through and you choose the sandwiches that you want, you choose the salad, you just bag it up. And
nice.
Because we finished the day relatively early on Friday.
It's an early afternoon end up.
That's kind of new and different. And I know it's a long time talking about the food options, but you've heard it here.
We've never been able to talk about it.
We've never been able to talk about this. And I love the fact that we can give you guys all the information that you need.
Now, you mentioned the whole concept of networking beforehand and how that all fit and the whole concept of after hours and things like that.
Yes.
Some of the things that we're also doing to accommodate that and facilitate some more networking during lunchtime are the things that are known as mashups.
Mealtime mashups.
Right.
Now, this is a fantastic idea. When I heard about it, I was just, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody who attends these events and who works in IT, you may choose how you network and congregate based on maybe it's a particular industry vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's by people who are in your own region.
Right.
Right? Or maybe you tend to go product specific, right? Oh, I want to go talk to the Azure guys or I want to go talk to the office guys.
Mm-hmm.
So there are mealtime mashups where you grab your lunch. There will be some assigned tables that you can go to from 11:30 to 2:30. This is happening Tuesday through Thursday in the meal halls that will have a map available. On Tuesday, we're going to go regional.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're from, say, the Pacific Northwest, you know, maybe we'll congregate in the Pacific Northwest area.
You know, I know there's already a big threat about the folks from the Netherlands and over in Europe.
Yes, absolutely.
That sort of stuff. They'll probably be able to have their own little section up there. There'll probably be a section over in the side corner that has some snow on it for those coming in from Canada and up north.
It's 10 degrees cooler.
You got it. Yeah. Look for the Canadian flag.
Yes, exactly. Then on Wednesday, we're going to go by this industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the IT industry, financial, manufacturing, education, health, you kind of get the idea there, the industry that you're in. So you can rub some shoulders with people who are dealing with similar problems that you're dealing with in your IT world or similar challenges, or maybe they've experienced deploying a particular product or going through a particular project. So it's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally on Thursday, it's going to be products. So this is kind of this ongoing opportunity to sit and network. Now, one of the key things, and we bring this up in 101, but I'll go ahead and mention it here because we're talking about mealtime mashups. Lunchtime or mealtimes, even breakfast, are one of the most important networking opportunities that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
While it's always great to go and sit down and have lunch with your friends and colleagues that you see every day, I always take the challenge of going and finding a table that's just got a few new people sitting at it. And, you know, maybe there's a couple empty seats and I'll just invite myself to join and hopefully learn and get to know more people. That's really kind of the big thing. And we're really hoping to facilitate this through the mealtime mashup concept. Anything else?
I think you basically covered it. We could talk about, you know what, how about we talk about, it's not really a mashup, it's actually an official thing, the Women in IT piece. And then we'll come up to the regular schedule stuff we had planned. So it kind of fits in here. So we are going to have a Women in IT, is it a luncheon function?
So there are actually two events.
There's two of them. One of them's a luncheon, I think.
Yep, there's the Women in Technology lunch, and there's also a Women in Technology breakfast.
Right.
And so with that... details on the lunch, it's Wednesday the 6th from 12:15 to 1:45. It's a very formal program, right? So this is going to be different and outside of the normal meal hall. You'll be able to find more details in your conference guide.
Right.
But it's a very formal program. You go in, you sit down, you have a lunch provided for you, and there's a great speaker that's going to present.
It's not formal dress, though. Like, I don't have to wear
correct.
A suit.
No, you don't need to wear a suit. And women... are not the only ones who are invited to attend. In fact, guys are encouraged to attend. It's one of the things that I've always tried to get to. It just never seems to fit into my schedule to be able to work, which is why I'm super excited about the breakfast option, which is going to be the next day on Thursday.
So you got Wednesday at lunchtime and you got Thursday breakfast time.
Correct.
Two different things organized.
And 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. This is not a formal program, but it's really another great opportunity to kind of get together and network. And one of the things that I also saw on Yammer, there is a Women in Technology group on the Yammer page. They're already talking about having other meetups throughout the week so that it's not just these two kind of, you know, more
organized ones.
Organized versions, right?
Cool.
So super, super, super cool. Women in Technology, both the lunch on Wednesday and breakfast on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the activities you can do while attending the conference and while you're networking and while you're socializing with different people is actually kind of something that's also new and very kind of cool as well. We don't have a representative badge to be able to show you, but there is an area on the badge that will be available for you to be able to collect. Got to collect them all to be able to collect. I believe it's upwards of 5 different stickers. I'm kind of calling them emblems, but, you know, stickers.
Yeah.
And I managed to get a hold from our good friend Denise a copy of what the stickers actually look like for some of them, and we'll be able to preview them here for you. If I can get the right zoom factor on
there
on the thing. Now, these are just different types of technologies. I'm just going to scroll through some of them to kind of show that you have a particular alliance or allegiance, I guess you would say, to some of these different ones. Some of them are products. Some of them are just simpler concepts, like groupings of products, like System Center.
Yep.
You can see there's some hardware stuff there from a service perspective. There's even, look, there's a good old buddy Channel 9 guy that happens to be there too. Now, these are going to be Office Mechanics is cool.
Yep.
Some MVP, some RD ones as well.
Ignite Rock. So
Ignite
if you're
Rocks.
Attending Ignite Rocks on Monday night, which we talked about.
And so these are going to be handed out in different ways, shape, and forms throughout the week. So potentially for Ignite Rocks, they're going to be at the Ignite Rocks event. For the Channel 9, they're probably going to be around the Channel 9 desk or some Channel 9 personality will be able to have some of them on there. Likewise as well, some of the product-specific ones, that's usually going to be a very good place to go off and possibly get them during the expo hall time.
Yes,
and you go
absolutely.
Off and take a look at those different experts that are out there. And so these are, some of them are limited supply. Some of them are there to kind of encourage you to go off and attend different events. But you have space for 5 of them on your badge.
Probably squeeze some more in, right?
Officially, there is room for 5 spots.
You know
on
what
your
I?
Badge.
You know what I love about these
Don't
stickers?
Color outside the lines, Mr. Snow.
Never.
Never.
What I love about these stickers is it's another way for me to identify with people who I may want to sit down and have a networking conversation with.
Yeah.
Right? So if, you know, maybe I saw somebody and was that the guy that was on stage at Ignite Rocks? And I see he maybe has the badge on his, he has the sticker on his badge. Go up and have a conversation with him. Or maybe something product specific, right? I want to have a conversation about Skype for Business. Or
Someone that's a BI expert, they have a BI badge that happens to be on there too. So, or O365 that happens to be up there too. So very, very cool. Now these badges are going to be, I think they're about a 1/2 inch in size, which is about 1.5 centimeters if you're Canadian or international.
Well done on the math.
You know, had to work that really quick in my head. So they're not something you can actually see at a distance. It's designed to make it so that you get inside someone's personal space to be able to go and look at their badge to see what it is.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's an absolute, again, fantastic thing because the networking thing is so important for everybody to kind of, you know, meet up, meet some new friends. We always say, if you've not met at least 5 new people a day,
you need to try harder. Definitely try harder. I know I'm actually an introverted type of person, believe it or not, and I do need to have my downtime to kind of chill and regain my energy.
Yes.
But definitely don't be alarmed or don't be concerned about people coming up and saying hello and how are you. Just go ahead and try and meet a couple of new people a day. And then by the end of the 5 days, if you just did 2, that's 10 new people you haven't met before.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, come find us. All right. We're happy to meet every single one of you.
Totally.
All right.
You've mentioned...
lots of new and different, man.
The new and different stuff. You've mentioned the last one that we need to talk about just one more time because it was kind of talked about during your last episode when I wasn't here because I was working.
Yes.
Well, you were working too.
Yes.
Which is specifically the MyIgnite place and also the MyIgnite network on Yammer as well.
Yeah. So the tool, the MyIgnite tool, is not only the place where you should be building your schedule. And as I mentioned last week and the week before that, get your schedules built. Help us determine the room sizes that we need to make sure that we've got enough space for everybody who wants to attend one of those sessions. Mm-hmm. But also, this tool is a great place to start this networking and start the conversation. Ask the questions that you have. A lot of the questions that built this what's new, what's different came directly from the Yammer site. So
right.
We're very active in it. Speakers, as Olaf mentioned in the video last week, this is how you engage with them to help shape the session, get the questions asked and answered. We're going to be doing the same for our 101 sessions on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be getting engaged with the Yammer group and everything there. So super awesome, super great tool. One of the questions that I'm getting a ton of as we start looking online, mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
There is a mobile app coming. Olaf mentioned it in last week's show. I want to again just highlight the fact that this tool is changing.
Right.
New features are being added every week, but there will be a mobile app coming. We'll have it for you before you head off to Chicago.
Man, this was a big show. Can you tell it's a new conference or what?
Lots of things new, lots of things different. We hope we gave you the answers that you've been searching for. If not, there are plenty of ways to interact with us. You can always go with the good old-fashioned social media. So one of the things that we do, we've got the Facebook group for Microsoft Ignite. They've got a lot of details on the after hours, including some amazing pictures of the various venues. You've got us on Twitter. I can be found at @JoeySnow.
Yeah, and I'm available at @RicksterCDN. The hashtag that we follow overall as a conference loosely has been determined to be the hashtag of MSIgnite, all one word. People are doing variations of play of on words for different things that are happening at Microsoft tonight. And obviously the official Twitter account is available at @MS_Ignite that a whole plethora of people are monitoring and making sure that we respond to your questions there.
Of course, there's also the Channel 9 forums. Go to channel9.msdn.com, whack forums, and choose Microsoft Ignite.
And
we've
also done... down below for comments.
Yep, comment down below.
Start using the online Yammer site.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the place. It looks like everybody's moving to the Yammer site because remember, this conference and the Yammer site, this is designed to be not just for the week of the event.
No, it's
it's leading up to and afterwards.
Yeah, totally.
So super important. Get engaged. Start using the Yammer. As Olaf mentioned before, you can use your work address to associate your account with it. You don't have to use the email address that you use to register. It's super awesome. I've connected it. I'm on it all the time. You see me walking down the hall on my phone all the time, connecting through to the Yammer group. So yeah, get involved. I can't believe number one that we are only 3 weeks away, but I also can't believe I have to wait 3 weeks to get to this conference.
Yep.
Super excited.
For everything that we've talked about so far in this episode, there will be notes down below. So we always talk about the comment area down below where you can go and comment. We'll make sure that we have a very good detailed blog entry that goes along with this video. So if you're watching this video embedded someplace else, find it again on the main Channel 9 site to be able to go off and see the full detailed post about everything that we have mentioned so far. Whew.
Yes.
I think we should probably wrap this one up and call
absolutely.
It done and in the bag. And then just simply, hey, welcome to everything that is the coolness that is Microsoft Ignite. And we're going to be back again next week still.
Yep. Next week, another episode of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. We'll see you then.